Hello, it's Adrian, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside, and Adrian of MonetizeInfluence.com and BeEngaged.com and GetMeARealJob.com and all the other .com. You know, it's funny, I sat down and figured out, I always say that I'm going to talk about this in another video because I'll go into that because I have something else I want to say. So I was sitting around and you know how you get that vibe, like there's something going on, like what am I missing, what's going on? Like I knew there was something going on because I went into Google to go and download a couple of pics I just did or videos I just did, and there was all these photos of my wedding, and I thought, why are they showing all these pictures of this man that I have not seen in so long? And I realized, oh my God, today is my wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to me. Now, here's the crazy thing about this situation and why I wanted to come and talk about it is that I'm not sure if I'm actually still married or not. I think I might still be married. I might not be. If he went on his own and got it taken care of, that's fine. I had tried to get an annulment several years back and they just didn't accept it, or I didn't go in to talk to my bishop yet either. But I figured, hey, we're 6 years in at this point. I think next year I can declare him legally dead and get it all done for free. I know that sounds awful. But just know, you guys, after like the annulment, I think they want it a couple of grand, and I'm thinking, wait, I'm just going to wait this out. Like either he's going to help me pay for this. Why should I carry the burden? So anyway, I don't want to go into that because that was a whole thing. I want to share this story because it's not actually the bad story that I originally thought it would be. It actually isn't, because I feel like, well, not only are you guys getting to know who I am, see, I'm on this podcast, I've got the things I do online, I have a life, and I feel like I wouldn't have had this life had I stayed in that. So I had started to make this post on Facebook, and then I changed my mind because I realized that it was very informative, maybe too informative for Facebook, but just perfect for a podcast. So I'm going to share this. Today is my 6th anniversary. I asked myself, self, will you say something today or will you stay quiet? I decided that I would say something. 6 years ago today, I married a complete stranger off the internet. It was a guy I played Mafia Wars with, and I liked him a lot. I have since learned several things. One, that predators date from the internet. And two, that according to Eastern astrology, he really was my soulmate. We got a 95% on the marriage scale. So even though it didn't work out, it was supposed to. We may not have been meant to just marry, and we might have been meant to marry but not remain together because he's in England, I'm in America, and after everything fell apart, I blocked him. So I've not even heard from this guy. I am not sure if I'm technically divorced or married or not, because I lost contact with the man who may actually still be my husband. And you know, I gotta preface this because I am a Capricorn, a double Capricorn tiger. And if you're into astrology, especially Chinese astrology or any astrology, every astrology that I've checked that does the animals or looks into the animals, they all say the same thing. The most independent of all of the females is the Capricorn tiger. She's not going to be held down. It's just that. So if someone comes along and they're not treating them well, what do tigers do? They jump, they pounce, they run. And so anyway, to put this in perspective about, you know, the 95% with this guy that I married, the fellow who is pursuing me now, and again, it's someone I met online, so I'm not sure where that's going to end up either. But he and I only have a 17% chance of marriage. 17 versus 95. Do you see the difference there? And it may just be that because he's in England and I'm in America and we both have Taurus moons, which means we're both basically inherently slow and maybe a little lazy. We ended up, I think, still being married for 6 years, even though we're not together. We only were together for maybe a year and a half of those 6 years. So it all went badly just 2 years after the wedding, and I was devastated because it was unexpected, and I never experienced anything like that before. I'm not saying that I never had breakups before, but what I'm about to say, you'll understand, the way it happened taught me or showed me that there was something inherently wrong. It didn't happen normally, the parting. And it really affected me as a woman and as a person. And I just couldn't quite understand for the longest why I was having issues about the abrupt split until I learned about narcissistic behavior and toxic relationships. And I still don't claim to know everything, but I did attend ASSC University online, and I trained under Quinn Holiday, who's one of the premier professionals on this subject. And I also became an avid fan of Dr. Sam Bachman, who is the leading specialist on this subject. So now I am the one who counsels clients on how to handle things such as toxic relationships, narcissistic injuries, discarding, devaluing, gaslighting, future faking, love bombing, and all of the host of other things that come into play in these types of relationships. And for years, I had saw my marriage as a failure. But now I realize that it was a stepping stone. It was a learning tool, a learning lesson, something to let me know what to look out for the next time. And I know for sure that I will never date another alcoholic, no matter how much I love them. I take that back. I might date them by mistake, but once I know I'm dealing with an alcoholic to that extent, I definitely will not marry them. Because what I discovered was that there were three entities in that marriage. There was him, there was me, and there was the alcohol. And I lost to the alcohol. And I have since learned that this is a lesson in life that I needed to learn because I was so trusting and so naive. I truly had no clue about any of these things, anything like this. I just pray that I have better discernment in all things in the future. No matter what, though, I do not regret the experience, not in the slightest, because I followed my heart. We followed our hearts. And for the most part, it was lots of fun and lots of partying and lots of drinking. We had a lot of fun. So, you know, this is how time heals old wounds. I've pono-ponoed it out. And now I have no resentment, no anger. And when I think about it, I smile. I still don't have the wedding pictures up or out where, you know, I can see his face or think about it. And I still have him blocked on Facebook. But I feel so much lighter with the knowledge that I didn't know what I didn't know. And now I know what I know. Anyway, this has been Adrienne, Capricorn Tigers of Astrology, A Look Inside. Happy anniversary to me. And hey, I hope the guy that is pursuing me now doesn't take offense that I made this. I just had to get this off my chest because, well, it's my anniversary. Anyway, blessings, everyone. Blessings.